This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. It's 30 years since apartheid ended. South Africa's celebrations are set against growing discontent. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
President Cyril Ramaphosa shared a message of unity.
As we celebrate today, we recall and honor all those who fought for justice, for peace, for freedom in our land.
But the celebration stands against a backdrop of growing discontent of the current government. In the week leading up to the anniversary, South Africans voiced their concerns, saying that while 1994 was a landmark moment, it's now overshadowed by joblessness, violent crime, corruption, and a near collapse of basic services like electricity and water. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken just wrapped up his latest visit to China. At one point, he warned bluntly that if China does not end its support for Russia's defense industrial sector, the U.S. would act to stop it. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Blinken stressed that the U.S. has serious and growing concerns with China's policies and practices on the local, regional, and global stages. And he said the U.S. would not back down.
We also discussed a range of regional and global crises where China can play a constructive role. I encourage China to use its influence to discourage Iran and its proxies from expanding the conflict in the Middle East and to press Pyongyang to end its dangerous behavior and engage in dialogue.
On several occasions, he slammed Chinese overproduction of electric vehicles that threatened to have detrimental effects on U.S. and European automakers and complained that China was not doing enough to stop the production and export of synthetic opioid precursors. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, VOA.